The leader of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, has died.
Serving USA.
Brian was the eldest and last surviving of the three musical Wilson brothers. In the 60s, the Beach Boys rose from a local California band to national hitmakers. In 2011, Wilson told the AP he loves songwriting.
It's all in the labor of love, you know. It's something I have to do because I need to keep myself financially secure. And I want to make people happy, and I want to bring joy to people.
Brian Wilson dealt with his demons. He feuded with band members over songwriting credits. In 1969, he left the band.
I can't seem to write a song on the road, you know. And I was gun holder. I was really full of a lot of ideas and thoughts. So I told the guy, I said, listen, I think I'm going to stop touring for a couple of years. Stay home, write you guys some good songs.
Family posted news of his death to his website and social media accounts. Brian Wilson was 82. I'm Ed Donahue.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,